No.
You know like why?
Lotto's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's regular to me. I had many Lottos in my life.
Turn the lights out. Hey, hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
All this damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking. Niggas wanna do it like me. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Yes.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Ay.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Hey guys.
And we are the Money Trail Podcast. Yo,
yes.
We so into it, man. We just going in, you know what I'm saying, into
we
the topics
vibing.
Right now. Man, definitely vibing.
Yeah.
But yo, speaking of what we was just on, Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm tired of talking about her. We giving her mad.
Yeah, we giving her a lot.
Mad energy.
Heavy.
Yo, so speaking on Sexy Red, her and Chief Keef,
mm-hmm.
right? So Sexy Red, you know what I'm saying, was in Chief Keef's house.
Yeah.
Had on his chain, goes live, put up a post saying, I guess we sharing. So everybody that doesn't know, you know what I'm saying, Chief Keef is dealing with King Von's sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was, you know what I'm saying, shocked, you know what I'm saying, because they was like, yo, what's going on? Like, for her to be in his house wearing his chain and saying, I guess we sharing? Everybody
crazy.
Like, yeah, this is crazy. Like, they,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, Chief Keef messing with Sexy Red and messing with King Von's sister?
He really liked danger, I guess.
Yeah, he wild. So the thing that I want to talk about, right? Speaking on that subject,
mm-hmm.
if you was dealing with a high value man, such as Chief Keef, you know, famous rapper, getting his own money, you know what I'm saying? Has wealth, right? And you know with his career, what he's doing, it brings women. You know that. Would you be okay with sharing?
Okay, so here's the thing. Before I answer, because I'm going to mm-hmm. give you a straightforward answer.
All right.
But before I answer, I just want to preface by saying I feel like everybody's definition of high value,
mm-hmm.
man, woman, whatever, is different.
Okay.
So I just want to preface by saying that I think that maybe high value, maybe for some people. Also, ideal is a word, because for me, I could see how people would see him as high value because he's a successful rapper that is one of the pioneers of drill music. Like,
exactly.
You really that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, is that ideal? And here, that's where it really gets tricky, because it's like, just because you all of that doesn't mean you right for me. Anyway, but to lean into it further, just hypothetically speaking, as if that was somebody that I was interested in. If I'm going to date Chief Keef, then would I be okay? What was the question? Would I be okay with him having
women? Would you be okay with knowing his career, right?
Yes.
And you know that women are going to be around him.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Yeah.
You can't stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay with sharing him? Would you accept it?
No.
You wouldn't accept it?
No. I'm not sharing. No. I'm not sharing.
So what you going to do? What do you expect to happen?
This is why it's so interesting, because I feel like the good thing about me is that I know me. Like, I can know you, but mm-hmm. I also know me. So I will accept you, but I'm also not going to leave me behind. What do I mean? I'm not going to share you, and you clearly want to be shared. So you're going to stay doing what you want to do, and I'm going to go somewhere else, because I'm not going to compromise me for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So
cool.
Would you deal with a rapper?
At this stage of my life, no.
No.
The younger me, yeah, let's get it. Crack, crack, boom.
All right, so but let's say you know what I'm saying? Let's say a rapper swept you off your feet.
Okay.
Let's just say it
could happen.
You know what I'm saying?
I have nothing against rappers, by the way. Because
at the end of the day, you're not going to turn down nobody like Drake. You will turn down Drake right now?
I don't know Drake. That's the problem. If I got to know Drake and I like Drake,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't turn down Drake.
All right, but you know what comes with his lifestyle.
Yeah.
Can you accept it? Can you be secure with yourself to be like, yo, you know, I know what comes with this man's lifestyle.
I love this question.
Well, I know what comes with his lifestyle.
Mm.
this is something, if I'm gonna deal with this man, I have to accept this. Can you do that?
Can women do that? This question. I love how you're asking it, because the answer for me personally is yes. Because I know myself as I could do it.
Yeah.
I could totally do it. But I also know that I won't do it because I don't have to, because I know me. So it's kind of hard with me because it's like, I don't really have to do that. And there's no shade to nobody else, but it's like, when you know what you want, when you are very clear on what you want, mm-hmm. you don't have to take other things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake, you cool if you're not trying to, if we can't get on the same page, we could be friends, or we could just say we met and it was cool, but I don't have to take. So that's why I said the younger me would, because the younger me don't know what this version does. Younger me's like, oh my God, Drake, oh my God, take my panties. This version is like,
panties, yo.
This version is giving very Drake, who are you really? How you feeling today? Like, is that Kendrick shit weighing on you or not? Be real with me. Be honest. Like, can you be vulnerable? Like, can you be yourself? Because if not, Drake, it was nice to meet you, and I'm back the fuck up out the mansion. I don't care. I really don't care. It's different now. Like,
so you wouldn't move like Sexy Red did with Chief Keef. You wouldn't accept it.
I wouldn't accept it, no, because I personally don't feel like I have to deal with that or want to deal with that. Maybe Sexy Red, though, feel like, ball game, bitch. She with the shits. I don't know.
I'm really trying to think, because I'm sitting there like, all right, let's switch it around.
Switch the shit up.
Now, let's say...
Mix it up.
Let's say I was dealing with a famous rap artist, a female rap artist, right?
If you were dealing with, hold on, I want to give you somebody good. Female rapper.
It's very few that I would accept that with.
I know you like Latto, so we're going to go Latto.
No. You know like why? Latto's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she's regular to me. I had many Lattos in my life.
We need somebody that's not regular to you. Latto's bad, by the way, bro.
Okay. I had many Lattos in my life.
That's I had all of the berries. So let's go more. I don't know, Saweetie.
I had many sweeties. See, all right, let's go with somebody. All right,
child, you.
Hold on, look, I'm telling you, I'm being honest. They Tell regular me. To me. So if okay. If I was dealing with a Latto, the real Latto,
yeah,
or Saweetie right now, I would treat them regular. Because I've been around females or dealt with females that look very similar, that act very similar to them.
Interesting.
So, like, now, let's talk about somebody like Rihanna.
Okay, let's
bring up somebody like that.
Yeah.
Now we talking.
It's I don't want to use Riri because Riri is happy and in a relationship. Can we use somebody else? Can we
all right,
use Nikki? Nikki's in a relationship, though. Damn. I don't know. All the
see,
girls.
Somebody like Nikki, you see, but you name it like Rihanna, Nikki.
The big girl, exactly.
Yeah.
Who's another big girl that's single? Because I really want to keep this shit like just level playing field.
Because, like, if I was dealing with Latto, I wouldn't accept that. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good on you. Like, seriously. Mm. I wouldn't accept that. Rihanna, I would accept it. Who? Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Ew. Yo. I don't like...
ew is crazy.
Yo, hell no. Yo.
I'm trying to think.
Yo, Future said something. What? Something about Megan Thee Stallion in his song.
what did he
oh
say?
Oh my God. Yo, I gotta let y'all hear this. Future, Hold on. The nigga basically said in one of his songs something like he fucked, you know what I'm saying? He fucked many Megan Thee Stallions.
So what did he say that you're not saying right now?
Like, yo, y'all just said
the same shit.
He was trying to say is she regular. He said like,
you just yo, like say, I don't oh fuck. My God.
Future basically said he fucked many Megan Thee Stallions, okay. Right? What he's trying to say is, yo, that's regular. That's regular. Like, yo, y'all not understand. That's regular. Oh, yo, do you understand right. living? Yo, do y'all understand living in New York? What type of woman that you're around?
What type of woman are you around, Eric? I wouldn't know.
Do you understand what type of woman live in New York?
Tell me.
What are you talking about?
Tell me.
You're a nice looking woman. Like,
okay.
You're from New York, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, yo, New York is different, yo. New York is different, especially when it comes to women.
So you're saying there's a lot of beautiful women in New York.
It's a lot of beautiful women in New York that are of high value, right?
Absolutely.
That are gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Body's crazy.
Yeah.
Face pretty as hell. Teeth pretty.
You in the best city in the world, baby.
Exactly.
Like, it come with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So us being around this, like, we had it. Like, we around this. Like, yo, you could go to a club.
But you going straight off looks or are you going off vibe?
We going off of looks and energy.
The energy, too, in New York is the same? Because I would draw the line there.
Nigga, you know how many girls I met that act like Cardi B?
Thank you for saying that. That's why I said it's the same.
As hell to act like Cardi B. The same splitting image as Cardi B. I hate to say this one.
The energy is not the same, right?
What?
It's the same, all right?
Yo.
I'm saying all of the women in New York have the same energy?
All the women. No. I'm not saying that. All of them have the same energy.
Okay, because I'm like, that blew my mind.
No, all of them don't have the same energy.
Okay.
Y'all all have your own personality.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the difference.
But all I'm saying is, I met women that act like Cardi B.
Me too.
I met you.
Shout out to the Bronx. Me too.
The Bronx, yo. And most
shout
of them
out to the Bronx. Yeah.
Yo, I had this girl that act just like Cardi. Yo, I had this girl. I met her at a strip club, Vanity's.
I used to work at Vanity's. Waitress, though.
What year you worked at
Vanity's? Bottle server. We'll talk. Yeah.
You worked at the bar.
Yeah, I was a bottle girl. Don't be knowing too much.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm not there no more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't there when you was in there though. Clearly.
Yes, you was.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was. Word to everything. I promise you. You know my cousin. Hold on. Yo, you was in there when I was in there.
The man said I know his cousin.
I'm serious.
I don't know this man's cousin.
Yeah. All right. Yo, off camera, I'm gonna talk to you, right? All right.
We'll keep y'all posted the next episode because I promise you I don't know this man's cousin.
All right.
Okay, cool. So it was a girl in Vanity. What she did?
Yo, when I tell y'all, there was a girl that I was dealing with. She worked at Vanity. Bagged us, started dealing with each other. Yeah. But yo, when I tell y'all, she act just like Cardi B. She was from Harlem.
That makes sense. Uptown.
She act just like her, son. This shit was crazy.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm trying to say. So, like, you got to understand, like, New York men, yo, we have so, you know what I'm saying, high value. Like, you know what I'm saying, the woman that we around,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we see nothing but beautiful women on a regular basis. We go to a club, we see nothing but beautiful women.
Yeah.
Go to a strip club, lounge, mm-hmm. Bottle girls, bad.
That's
you
true.
Feel me? We see y'all, like. On a regular basis. So now, if we deal with a rap artist like Latto, deal with a rap.
So you saying the face card gotta be out of this world in order for you to. So, okay, so it makes sense. Well, respectfully, Rihanna, I know you have a family, so I hate to use you, but you are like super bad, so we gotta use you mm-hmm. for this example. So, Rihanna now, face card crazy,
mm-hmm.
body immaculate.
She's on a whole different level.
Billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire.
Okay. So it's literally like, it gets no better than Rihanna, right? So now.
Would I share her?
Would you share?
Yes. I would share Rihanna.
Okay. All right.
I have no say so. I would share Rihanna. It all depends who it is. Like, really think about it. It all depends who it is and their value. Like, the value that they hold.
I'm so glad that you said that.
Why?
I feel like because a lot of the time, as women, sometimes we don't really understand, like, you got to really listen to men if you really, whoever you're trying to understand, you got to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes we don't know what y'all are thinking about, but it's like, that gives me clarity because it's like, yo, everybody, there's a rank. Men think in like terms of rank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
Not necessarily with women, though. Sometimes, like, we know who's big dog. Don't get me wrong. I know when an alpha walks into the room, he gives alpha energy.
Facts.
But it's like, there's other things that I'm looking at in that alpha. Like, it's not just about commanding the room. It's also like, do you know how to be you know, command a room? Do you also know how to have a conversation in the corner? Like, who are you? Like, what's your personality? You know, but.
So I'm gonna put you on something. I've been around females that accepted me messing with different women. And I've been around females that was like, nigga, fuck you, nah.
Wait, cause this is great. So when a woman accepts you being with another woman, did that prolong the relationship? Did that do anything? Let me just make it easy. Did that do anything for the relationship?
It lasted a while.
It lasted more because she was willing.
She was okay. She understood. Like, it's not that she understood. She accepted. She was like, nigga, I know what type of guy you are. Like,
and it lasted a while, but it didn't last forever.
It didn't last forever. You know why it didn't last forever? Because a guy came around that showed her something different, that didn't give her that energy, that was like, oh, I'm not going to mess with different women. I'm just going to be all about you. So then now she like, damn, I got a good nigga. Like, why the fuck am I fucking with this?
Exactly. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't have to say shit. There we go. I didn't have to say a damn thing. All the shit I was saying earlier, don't even matter. Because he summed it up just now. That's the point.
Yeah, woman thinks, like, I don't give a fuck what money this nigga got, how much jewelry this nigga got. Like, yo, nah. Like there's cool. Really women out there that just want to be treated good and be in love. And there's women.
They just want to be treated like human beings.
There's two different type of women.
What?
There's women that want to be treated good and love. Mm-hmm. And there's women that just want the bag.
Absolutely. Salute to both. I don't shame anybody. Here's the thing.
What?
I feel like the crosshairs get the fucking wires crossed too much. You got men that are looking for the bag in a woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't talk about them. They think they sleep or something. They think I'm fucking sleeping.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck? So there's the man that's looking for the bag and the woman, but he's fucking over a good girl that's looking for love. And then it's the girl that's really just about the bag and the man trying to fucking settle down and have kids. It's like the cross. Everybody go to your corner, yo. We need a song for that. When they go to the left, like all the fucking people that want that, go over there. So everybody can find a people, because I feel like there's no judgment for either side. If that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. I have no problem with that. The problem is when you're trying to lie and trying to get something out of somebody that never said they wanted that shit. What's that about?
So you saying there's men that just want to deal with a woman for the bag?
Don't make me laugh. Absolutely.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
There are men that just want to deal with women for the bag.
Yes.
Though, when they... All right. Those men... Have I ever been in situations where I dealt with a woman for the bag? Yes. Yo, hold on. Let me put you on, though. I dealt with women for the bag because I had no interest in them.
I can't take this confidence. Shit is sending me.
Yo, this shit is crazy. I'm giving her too much information, bro. Like, yo, this
You're
shit is
You're not
crazy.
Giving me nothing. Yeah. Listen, it's the money you trail.
But,
Y'all
but,
want money.
Yo, hold on. No, I know. Listen.
Y'all want a fucking bag. Y'all want a bag? Listen, all right. I'm not even gonna talk. All right, tell me.
No, there's different situations. Everybody been through this situation. I know you been in a situation where you only dealt with a nigga because he had the bag. Sit here and lie.
I wouldn't lie, but it's not current.
Say yes
that's
or
my
no.
younger. Yeah, it's true.
Yes, right.
Yes, but that's not me now. But I hear what you're saying. At some point, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
If you got a nigga right now, right? That's here. That's in your area. He's looking, he's all right looking. He's clean, you know what I'm saying? He dresses nice. But at the same time, he's spinning the bag on you. But you're not attracted to this man. You're not attracted to him, you have no connection with this man.
Is he sweet?
He's nice to you.
Yeah.
And all he wants to do, everything, everywhere y'all go, he's spinning the bag. He's just treating you like a princess.
Yeah.
You're not gonna let the nigga spin the bag?
I would, absolutely.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
So men are different. Let me put you on. A lot of times when we use woman for bag, we deal with women that got the bag that we are just not attracted to at all. And we see them like they desperate. These women are desperate. They just like, yeah, I want you. I want you. I want you. So I'm going to spin the bag on you. You know what I'm saying? And they'll do anything to keep us around.
Yeah.
You feel me? So yeah, we gonna be like,
but that in and of itself, it's like, as much as I want to be mad at that, it's like, ladies, like, you can't be desperate though, because desperation is not attractive anyway. So that's like a double, that's like shooting yourself in the foot, kind of like.
But then at the same time, you understand too, you could sit there, I could sit here and have a woman that spend the bag,
yeah,
and be 100% attracted to her and really be in love with her
and then go home and then
yes.
what?
Yes. And then it's nothing wrong with a woman that spends a bag, as long as I'm doing the same for her.
Okay, reciprocity. That's different. That's a different thing.
You feel
I'm
me?
Cool with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That, if that's what y'all into, then that's cool. But saying that you're not into the girl at all and she's desperate, I'm not judging, but that's what I'm saying. If somebody doesn't want to be in that relationship, see, it benefits her because she's desperate and she wants you. Mm-hmm. And then it benefits you because you're like, fuck it, I could just get something out of her. If you don't want to be in that situation, then girl, you're going to have to switch up the vibe, because it's like, the desperate shit is not cute. I don't want a desperate guy. Let's just be honest.
There's a lot desperate of desperate
not cute. Yeah. It's but not. A lot of thirsties out there.
But a lot of women are okay with a desperate nigga that's spinning the bag on them.
That's a good point. Me at this point now, I don't need that.
That's a fact.
Once you become really like, you become that girl, nah, my guy got to be a boss for sure.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like respect me, but you don't like respect yourself. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But that's balance. That's when you get into that level. But you know, you grow, you listening to certain shit and certain rappers talking nonsense, and then you thinking that's how it go. It don't go like that. You know what I mean?
Yo, fellas, man, you find a woman that's okay with spinning the bags, keep her.
Ladies, I don't gotta tell y'all, keep doing what you're doing. Hello.
But no, not just her spinning the bag on you. Y'all gotta take care of each other. Let's put it like that. Long as y'all yes. take care of each other, it's a partnership.
Absolutely.
And y'all take care of each other, that's fire.
I'm glad we talked about that, because I feel like there's so much like tension with like spending a bag and spending it. People can't even love each other no more, can't go out, can't do shit, because Fast. It's like everybody's scared to spend something to spend. Like, yo, whoever is spending the shit, spend it so that we could just get on with the party, with the vibe. Like, it's really not that deep. Like, it's 2024. People don't really even got roles no more. No disrespect. People don't even got genders no more. People just doing what the fuck. Like, why does it matter who's spending what? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, everybody just do what you, that what works for you. Period.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I like that.
You know what I mean?
You summed it up well.
You summed it up well. I done learned a lot, child, but that's what we here for. I'm learning just like y'all learning.
Facts. But yo, man, y'all already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the Money Trail Podcast.
Bye, y'all.
Insane money music.